I just want to begin by going back to a point we were discussing last time, whether there is a machlokas rishonim as to if there's a possibility of dam coming min hamakor not being dam tame. So the simple reading of the Sefer Chinuch is that any dam that's not from the Chamisha Mine Dam in the Mishnah Daf Yates is not dam min hamakor. And then we read the Lashon HaRambam of kol mashka haba min acheder mitame ela hadam lo kol mashka haba min acheder mitame ela dam buvad. The only liquid, the only discharge that comes min hamakor, which is mitame, is dam. Shenemar dam yezava lefikach imshasas min arechem lo bin amashka yarok. And therefore, if you have white discharge or yarok liquid coming out of the makor, even though it has the consistency of dam, because it doesn't have the appearance of dam, it's not considered to be dam. So Yossi was saying that you don't necessarily have a machlokas, a Rambam and the Chinuch there, because the Rambam is saying that that's not dam in the Chinami. Any dam that comes from the Makor is dam tame. Any dam tame is going to come in the Makor, and what we're talking about is not dam, right? That was the Nekuda you wanted to make, correct? Okay. So that could be true in reading the Rambam. The only thing is you have to deal with the Lashonos in the Gemara. So first the Gemara says, and I'm not saying that's not the correct read of the Rambam now, but the Lashon of the Gemara is Amar Mani Bar Patish. I'm sorry, I'm wrong daf. You test it out. Minala Di'ika Dam Tahar Be'isha. How do we know that there is dam tahor? And then the Gemara says, "Pasuk in Shoftim ki poleimim chadavar la mishpat bin dam la dam bin dam tahor la dam tamen." So there is dam, which is dam tahor. Right. So the Torah tells us that you have to distinguish between dam tahor. So it's not that all dam is dam tamei, and anything that's not of the maros hatmeos is not dam, but there is dam tahor, and there is dam tamei. Now it could be that there are different, the Mereshes Moshe, settling along these lines, it could be that there are different definitions of dam in different areas of halacha. That which is dam, that we term dam tahor, isn't considered dam in Hilchas Nida, even though it may be dam in, let's say, Shiva Mashkim or other areas of halacha. So that could be that dam means different things in different places, and when Chazal referred to dam tahor, it doesn't mean that it's dam in the context of Hilchas Nida. That's not considered dam in Hilchas Nida's context, but it may be dam in other areas of halacha. Yeah.
If that were true, then why would the Mishnah have to have the Chamish Maros? Couldn't they just say anything that is like Admonis is?
Well, we have to be able to figure out what is dam and what's not dam, right? And these are the Maros that are dam nida, dam tame.
But if the only other options are yarok or lavan, then
well, those aren't the only other options. There are other shades of red that are not dam tame.
Then are right? Maybe not. Dumb.
Maybe not dam or maybe not dam tame. Okay, so last time we discussed red and we discussed yellow. Let's move on now to discuss brown. The Sidrei Torah in Sifkatan Tes quotes Matsasi Kasov. I found someone who wrote that you can be makel about brown. So that Matsasi Kasov, the anonymous source is the Tshuvas of the Yavitz. Shelas Yavitz, Chelak Aleph Simen Mem Dalet, Chelak Aleph Simen Dalet. Rav Avadia writes, Rav Avadia quotes rather, from the Chachmas Bezalel. Chachmas Bezalel suggests that maybe the reason Sidrei Torah didn't want to mention Rav Yaakov Ender by name is because of the Machlokas of Yonatan Ivishitz, and he was at a point where he didn't want to mention the Yavitz by name. Whether or not that's true, the Sidrei Torah quotes as a Matsasi Kasov, but it is clearly the Shelas Yavitz, Chelak Aleph Simen Mem Dalet. The Yavitz writes, Mara dam hanota lisava brown. Shehu ke'ein klipas ha'armonim. So a appearance of dam that is nota to brown, which is like the color of the chestnut shells. Ukamashka ha'kofi. And like the appearance of coffee. Lo nisbara b'shulchan aruch b'achronim im humi mara stamim t'meim. It's not explicit in earlier sources how to treat a brown mara. V'nir li l'hakobo. So the Yavid says, you could be mekel. He goes on to write, she'ein zu niti alad mumis el l'shachris. That brown isn't almost red. If anything, it's almost black. It's close to black. It's not close to red. Ukvar shanina mishnah shlema b'shachar atzmo diyami kantar. We have the mishnah that you have the chamisha damim tmeim, including shachar, and diyami man, which most rishonim understand to mean if it's a lighter shade than the shades in the mishnah, then it's tahor. So a lighter black would be tahor. So brown is nota le shachar, not nota le mumis, and therefore the Yavid says that would be a mara tahor. Less basfeka v'lo churma b'dina de gemara, and there's no safek, and there's no need to, there's no indication that there's a need to be machmir on brown. So writes the Yavid. Chachmas Adam has the following problem. Chachmas Adam, Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, Os Aleph. 1 second. What's the Yavitz's Raya? He says that brown approximates, it's close to black, but not to red. And the Mishnah told us that Di Amimenu, lighter than black, is Tahor. So it says the Chachmas Adam, that was true, Bisman Ha Gemara, when we had the Bekiyas to differentiate between different shades of red. So then, the shades in the Mishnah of red and black are only within a certain spectrum. If it's lighter than that spectrum, it's going to be tahor. But nowadays, our practice is that we're machmir on all reds, and by extension, we're machmir on all blacks. If we're machmir on all blacks, then it should be machmir on brown also, because brown is nota to black. Quotes Lashon and Haran in our sugya, Kol mara shachor, afilu dia de dia tamit. Any black mara, even if it's the lightest of the light shade of black, we're machmir on. And the Ramban as well, Perek Gimel Halacha Daled Hilchos Ramban, Kol Sheyesh Bo Momis, Afilu Diyah Harbe. Our practice nowadays is any reddish tinge, even a very light red, V'chein Kol Mara Shachar, any black shade, we're machmir on. So what do you mean that brown is nota to black, and therefore, since it's no worse than a light black, it's going to be tahor, but we're machmir across the board that all reds and all blacks are tamei. That's the Chachmas Adam's objection to the Yavitz. The Aruch HaShulchan answers as follows. The Aruch HaShulchan here in Oz Tes, he quotes the Sidrei Tara, the Shame, the Yavitz, and he quotes the objection of Chachmas Adam. And he writes, Afal gav dishakris gamor yesh bahem. I think I'm missing some words here. Says, even though something that's totally black, we're machmiran because we don't have bekiyas nowadays in assessing what's the authentic black, what's the authentic red. Aval hanota l'tzav brown. But if something is noted to brown, de'ein zem yiminam klal. Brown is not black. It's not a lighter shade of black. It's a different color. V'rat nota ma'av l'shachris is just a little bit like black. Shita she'elan elahachmir b'chinam, so that you don't have to be machmir for. When it says that we're machmir on any shade of black, that means any shade of black. But brown is not a shade of black. Brown is a color that may be close to black, but that far we don't go. And that was the kavana of the Yavetz. That dia nikan tar, if it's lighter than black, is tar. Kolomar, dirak dia mecheres tar. Only if it's lighter than the black of the Gemara, is it tahar. Afilu kizai yisu kizafes ha-cha'ore, the shave mentioned the Gemara. But brown, chalil al-hachmir. So says the Aruch HaShulchan. And we noted last time that Rav Avadia has another reason to be mekel on brown, that you could be mitzarif the Rashba, who held that only the four maras that are red are tmeis min ha-Torah, and black is only midrabanan. So then, since black is only derabanan, that's another sniff lahakel for brown. Darkei tshuva sif katan vav is machmir on brown. He knows in sif katan gimel that even though the sidrei tara that we began with, the sidrei tara in sif katan tes, quotes the yavetz without a cholik. He quotes the matzati kasev, and he doesn't quote any contrary opinions. That sounds like the sidrei tara is assuming that brown is not a problematic shade. However, there is another Sidrei Torah in Simin Kuf Tzadi, the end of Sifkata Nun Beis. Kuf Tzadi, the end of Sifkata Nun Beis. He writes, Mikol Shekein, Hamara Shenota, let's have a brown. Afilu Oma Karbe. Your Machmirat. Then he quotes Le'el Kakasav Le'el V'Shei Matzati Kasav Kumadumali Shei Matzati V'Shuva Echad V'Zal Davinot L'Tzva Brown is Tahor. But he quotes that as a second opinion. So here it sounds a little bit like maybe the Sidrei Torah himself is Machmir.
What is that even on the carbet?
I'm sorry?
What is even on the carbet? How does that make
it? Even if it's...
it's very dark, that's...
That's more of a reason to be Machmir.
Yeah.
I'm sorry? Yeah, so it was... Mm-hmm. That line is the kula. Right, that line is because shekein amara shenota l'tzva brown afila amakarbe. If you have a kesem that is nota black, it's not mamish black, the yesh lahakel, kev de laka irsa de raisa elami de rabbanan. That's like the, we talk about ksamim, so ksamim are only irsa de rabbanan, so then you can be nako on something that's not shachar mamish, not for ri'iyah, but for kesem. The daf of Riyah Gemura, why they bedikas eda badakla shik Riyah Gemura miru. They're only machmir for a Riyah Gemura, not for a kesem. When we call shekain amar shenotu l'tzva brown afilu amakarbi, even if it's dark, whereas more reason to be machmir, you can make it on a kesem. So Riyah says you'd be machmir on, but a kesem you can be make a lot. And then he quotes the yavetz to be make on brown across the board. That's what the Darkei Tshuva points out, that this Sidrei Torah sounds like he's not necessarily convinced like the Yavetz. He quotes it as a second opinion. Okay, Rabbi Willig says that when he first started the Rabbanus, he had a shayla for brown, and he went to Rav Schwab, to show him the Mara, and Rav Schwab told him, took out a jar of coffee beans and said, if it's not darker than coffee bean, then it's not a problematic Mara. So that's a very dark brown. That would be the brown of a coffee. We don't mean coffee and milk. We mean a coffee bean, which is a pretty dark brown. It's hard to come by that kind, that brown that is that's that dark. You don't see that so much. But others are more machmir on some browns. The Piskei Das quotes from Rav Yashiv. The Rav Yashiv is only mako on a lighter brown, a lighter brown that's more like a yellow. Again, you can't tell from reading Svarim where to draw the line on the color, but it sounds like Rav Yashiv had a different demarcation as to where brown becomes problematic. And as we noted last time, Rav Moshe, in his Chuvas Rabbi Eider, writes that he thinks he should be machmir both on yellow and on brown. He doesn't distinguish between types of brown for Hefsek Tara and for Shiva Nekiyim. In the Sefer Zikaron Lamar and Baal Pachad Yitzchak, they printed a few very brief Chuvas of Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. One of the Chuvas they printed, Tuf Kuf Nun Beis, B'din Mara Brown B'bdikos Eksamim. The author writes, this is someone who collected a psakim that he heard from Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, or Chuvas that he received. So he writes that in Cheshvan Tuf Reish Nun Gimel, 1893, he wrote a shayla to Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan about brown Mara. He quoted the Siddur Tarim, the Ivitz. And Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan responded in a brief tshuva dated Tesvav Kislev, Taf Reish Nun Gimel, Ve'al Dvar Masha Darash Kvot Tarasa Mimani Odos Mara Brown Bedina Nida, Hine B'Ksavi Mishal Akal B'Zeh. If it's a Kesa, I'm only talking about Yisra Darabon, anyway, can you make up? Aval B'dam, Ayideh B'dikos Kasha Lahaka. But it's hard to be Mekel on regular bidikos for dam. And Rabbi Morgenstern quotes that Meir Arik in the Minchas Pitim writes this as well, to be machmir on browns. Okay, so you have at least four possibilities. I guess five possibilities. You could be machmer on any kind of brown, linen hefsek tara, like the Chachma Sadam. You could be machmer on any type of brown, linen hefsek tara, and the first 3 days, like Rav Moshe. You could be machmer on any kind of brown for any bidika, just not for a kesam, like Rav Yitzchak Elchanan. You could distinguish between a light brown, like Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from Rav Yashiv, be machmer that across the board, but not a medium or dark brown, or you could be make a line most browns, unless it's a very dark brown, like Rabbi Willig. Yeah.
I saw in Rabbi Forrest's book that his demarcation for brown was if it's brown if it was coffee, it's more for it to be more.
Well, that should be true according to anyone who's making any kind of brown. But where do you draw the line after that?
Right, because also, like, if you think about coffee beans.
It was with milk, so that's like more of a yellowish brown or a much lighter brown.
Right.
Is
our
problem saying any brown, even very dark browns, it's not black?
The Aruch HaShulchan does not distinguish between browns. It sounds like it's saying any brown.
So it's very
light. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. The Taz. In the beginning of, the Taz in Sifkat and Aleph goes the following from the Fabian Lodabach. the middle of Sifkatan Aleph is a relatively long Sifkatan. So he quotes two halachas in the Bach. We're going to focus on the second one. It's about maybe a third of the way through the piece. Od himsi mori chamizal chumra achas. Another chumra. Dikishayavo mare yarok velavan lifnei hamor b'odalach. So if the Rav has a mara tapaskanan of a questionable shade, and it's still moist, lo yor bodavar ashis yave, she shouldn't paskin on a mara when it's still moist. Dilif amim achar shayis yave yimsa adam itzosa, because sometimes if you have a mara that hasn't dried yet, it may change colors after it dries, and it may end up having a reddish hue, a reddish tinge. And therefore, you shouldn't paskin before it dries because you're not getting the full picture. And the Taz finds it difficult. Varf Tmuin. Dim Kain. Maza Sha'amu B'Simon Kuf Be'Vav. B'Isha She'ela Vest. She'etivdok Asmul Lefnei Tashmish. There's an institution of B'dika Kodim Tashmish. So women, She'ela Vest, have to bedika, because she doesn't know whether to expect to see dam. So ma tola bedika kevin shesricha lahamtin ad she is yabish. So if you're going to tell me that you can't paskin on a bedika until it dries, so what's the use of bedika kodatash? Bedika kodatashvish implies that you do bedika and then you do tashvish immediately afterwards. If you're going to have to wait, that defeats the whole purpose of bedika kodatashvish. And it does look. And if the Bach would say that if it's still moist, it doesn't tell you anything. Lefid Varv. So some say in answer to that, if you look at the Chavos Das of Kavan Aleph here, who tries to answer the Taz of Kashos and others, that no, maybe in a Hanami, a Bedika Kodim Tashmish could accomplish, you could have two possible results. It could be totally clean. If it's totally clean, so then you don't have to wait for it to dry. It's not, we're not worried that it's disappearing ink and disappearing dam, and that initially nothing's going to be there, and then 3 hours later when it dries, suddenly you're going to have a mara. So in that case, if you do bedika kodim tashmish and it's totally clean, then you're home free. In a chanami, if you do bedika kodim tashmish and then it has a problematic mara, so then you can't have your tashmish, you have to wait, and then you have to pass it on the mara. But the majority of cases, we assume it would be totally clean, so then that's what a bedika kodim tashmish accomplishes. But the Taz's assumption is that a bedika kodim tashmish is going to, should work across the board, and if you tell me you can't pass it on, even if it's a questionable mara, you should be able to pass it on it. If you tell me you can't pass it on a questionable mara until it's dry, so then you defeat the purpose of the bedika kodim tashmish. Vitukasha, mitamid arash of esol perakol yad, maybe bright selling warrant daf kaf, shamer beferish, lo yomer chacham ilu hayalach, hayavade tamay, elamrina and ela ledai and elamashena rose. So you shouldn't say that, you shouldn't extrapolate or speculate that with a different appearance it would be a maritame. You pass it on what's in front of you. Vim kain who had done the hepah ain lo elamash ain avos kishulach. So the Gemara there says, the fact that the Gemara says ain lo ladayin elamash ain avos, that should be true across the board. It sounds like you pass it on a mara based on the way it presents itself. You don't have to wait. Vitu, the behedya mean on sham, Rebbe Radam Balaila, Vitime Yoso. So the Gemara there has a story, the bottom of Kafam Ibeis, that Rebbe once passed in Amara night, and he said his tamer. Ubayom Vitir, and then he looked at it again in the daytime, and he said his tamer. Hintim Sha'achas, and he waited more time. Chazi Vitime, he went back and said his tamer. Amar Oili Shema Ta'isi. He said, may have made a mistake. Rebrachin and Sham, Shemat Yisi Vadika, what do you mean maybe I made a mistake? He definitely made a mistake. He went back and forth. Here's Rashi. Chasaka daitav de biyom tiroso, biyachakach lo chosav ra'o, Elame Elo Chazer Bo Bitimio. So Rashi explains what? That's all good. Maybe we'll look at the Gemara inside together. You have a Gemara? One, two, three, four, five, 10 lines from the bottom on the cuff on the base. The Rebbe Ra Adam Balai with a teammate. So Rebbe saw Adam and Haida says, Tommy. Rabbi Yomi looked at the daytime the tear. Hintim Sha'achas, he waited more time. Cause of a teammate. And then he said, it's Tommy again. Amar, Oili Shema Ta'isi. Maybe I made a mistake. Shema Ta'isi Vadita. Ditanya. Lo Yomar Chacham Ilu Hayala Chayavad Tame. You shouldn't say that if it would have been boys, it would definitely be Tamei. Elo Amar Eilo L'dayin Amash Ein Avroros. So Meikara Asukei B'Tamei. So when he first saw it at night, he assumed it's Tamei. Came the Chazal Letzafer Dishtani, when he saw that it changed colors or changed appearance in the daytime, Amar Badei Tahor Hava. He said, no, it must be Tahor. Ubulai Lehu D'Loz Chazi Shaper. I didn't see it properly at night. Came the Chazit Dardar Stani, and then when he saw that it changed, Amar Hai Tamehu, Umifakach, Udaka Mifakach. He says, no, really, it's Tamei. And the reddishness passed or changed. They returned to its original appearance. So Rashi says, Chazer v'timei, Kasaka daitach, Delo chazer v'ra'ahu. So the Gemara initially assumes that Rebbe didn't look at the Mara again. Elame elo chazer bo v'timei. He just recanted his psak. Desavar shema emesh tamehu. He thought maybe yesterday was tamei. V'achshav shibesh. Nishtanami Marisa Mimasha Hayalo Amish, and now it changed appearance. The Ilu Hayalah Kimitilaso, if it would have been moist the way it was originally, Havanira Tame would have appeared to be Tame. Lafika Chazerbo Mimasha Tir. And that's why he was closer from what he was Mitar, meaning that originally, so the Gemara asking the question assumes that when Rebbe initially paskin that it was Tamei. And then the daytime he was Mitar. It wasn't even Mitar because he looked at it again. He was Mitar because he cheshrin that maybe what he saw last night wasn't accurate. So says the Taz. So what does that mean? Rebbe saw the dam and when it was moist. And he had no problem seeing it when it was moist, when it was wet. So the Gemara doesn't indicate that Rebbe had any problem seeing a mar when it was moist. That wasn't Rebbe's issue. And that, he says, is Shiva Maskana. There's no indication with the Gemara of Rebbe that there's any problem seeing a Mara when it's moist. So the Taz rejects the Bach, and he says that there is no reason to hold off on seeing a Mara until it dries. And the Shach rejects the Bach as well. In Sivkata and Gimel. Okay. The Torah HaShlamim in Sivkata and Gimel has another raya against the Bach that you could pass on a Mara when it's moist. from the Gemara in the beginning of Brachos by David HaMelech. David HaMelech says that Yadai Meluch Lachos Bedam Ubishvir Bishalya. David HaMelech got his hands dirty, literally. Paskening, he wasn't afraid to help the masses. So he literally got his hands dirty, paskening on Maris Dam in order to be Matar women Labailo. So the Gemara's phrase is that Yadai Meluch Lachos Bedam, that he got his hands dirty. So it can't be that the blood dried, because dry blood doesn't get your hands dirty. It must be that David was handling wet maros, moist maros, and that's the expression of Yadai Meluch Lachos Bedam. So you see from there, another raya that you can paskin on a mara when it's moist. Now, you don't necessarily see from the Taz and the Shach and the Torah Shlamim in their rejection to the Bach that they would extend their position even to a case where itaka changes to red. The Bach's concern was you can't paskin on a mara when it's moist, because maybe it's going to dry. When it dries, it's going to be an etil admunis on the edges. And the Taz and the Shach say no, that we have many rayos that you could paskin on a mara when it's moist. But what would you say if the taka now has a red appearance, the Moro Rav passes on it when it's moist, when it's wet, and then it dries, and once it dries, it's taka red. So what do you say? What do you say in that case? The Taz and Shach say that that's still a Mara Tahor. So the Sidri Tahor in Sivkata, the Sidri Tahor quotes in the Chacham Tzvi, and it's quoted in the Piskei Tshuva here, Sivkata Gimel. Let's see it on the Piskei Tshuva. Let's read the Piskei Tshuva together. Ayin b'minchas Yitzchak, that's the Torah Hashlam and Sidri Tara. Shigam heim chag wala bach. Ugedol mizu. Kaz the Tshuva's Chacham Tzvi. Semen mem vav. Da afilu im ra'a hamore kishahayalach. V'hayal amara tahor. So the Rav paskins when it's moist. He paskins it's amara tahor. V'achar kach kis shenis yavish nims amara tameh. And then when it dries, it's taka red. It says the Chacham Tzvi, still tahora. The Azlin and Tami, Basa Yitzhiyam and Aguf, Hein L'Tame, Hein L'Tahor, Hein L'Tahor. So we follow the Shas Yitzhiyam and Aguf, Bein L'Kula, Bein L'Chumra. If you have a Mara that at first appearance is red, and then it turns yellow, it's a Mara Tame. If you have a Mara that at first appearance is yellow, then it turns red, it's a Mara Tahor. You follow the Shas Yitzia Min Haguf, even Likula. The Chacham Tzvi says that's because it's Racha Darchei Noah. You can't have a situation where, in theory, you could show it to the Rav is going to paskin at a Samara Tahor, then you'll go and conduct yourself as a Samara Tahor. And then the next morning, the Rav's going to come back to you and say, no, I made a mistake. It was really a Mara Tameh. So that's not Drachah Drachah No. You can't live like that. So it must be that you paskin Mishas Yitzia, and whatever happens afterwards doesn't concern us. Yeah?
When let's say a Rav had second thoughts. You know, he sees the Mara, and then he's
That's something else. We're talking about where you do everything properly, it's 100% unequivocally a Mara Tahor, and then it changes colors. So Chacham Tzvi says, that's not Drachah Drachah No, you can't live that way. Rav Avadya.
Why would anyone think to go by when it dries?
Because maybe that's a clouded perception. It could be that the moisture masks the real color.
I think that the color tells you if it's done tamay, and then it doesn't matter what color was when it came out. So when it's covered in the Mishnah, it just means if you see them as color, tell me that.
Okay. The Rav Avadya points out that there's much more in the Rambam this way as well. The Rambam Perakei Halacha Beis. The Rambam Perakei Halacha Beis writes as follows. Kol Anashim is Tamas the Beis Achisa. As we learned, that a woman becomes Kmeya when the Dan leaves the Cheder into the Prozor. The Afa Pisha Lo Yetzah Dan L'chutz, even though the Dan doesn't leave the body, Ela Nekar Min Arechem. V'lo Shasas, it doesn't flow out yet. Ho V'yatzah V'vein HaShinayim Reza Tmeya. So once it leaves the cervix, or comes into the cervix, then she's Tmeya. The Afa Pisha Adayin Adam B'Bsara, even though the Dan is still internal, it hasn't left the body yet. Shedemar Dam Yezavah B'Bsara. Okay. Second, that's not the line I want. Halacha Yud Beis. V'lo. Ein bokin adam el gabi ma'al sivana v'chamas. So the way you check dam is you put it over a white cloth so that you can compare the color on white. But v'chama you have to check it in the sun. So you use your hand to divert the sun's rays so that you have the proper angle to look at the dam. You don't always need to use these tricks of diverting the shade and the sun if you know what you're doing. And when the Chacham sees it, right away, he should be Mitameh or Mitaher. So that line, Ube'eis Sheyira B'yad Mitameh O Yitar, which seems to be the Rambam's own Lashon, that sounds like that you paskin based on the way it appears as soon as you see it. And we're not concerned about a potential change of Mara later on. So that's the Chacham Tzvi's broader kula, that you paskin based on what it looks like right away, even if it taka changes to total red. Okay, now, there's a Marach or Zeruah. Shuas Marach or Zeruah, Simon Sam of Zion. So at first glance, Marach HaZeruah seems to be beferish against the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi didn't have a Marach HaZeruah. It was only printed for the first time, I believe, in the 19th century. So Marach HaZeruah writes, Ha'isha shekancha v'nira makam ha-kinuach lavan v'tar b'li safek. So a woman does a kinuach, does a b'tika. And the Mara that it picks up is a Mara Tahar, Mara Lavan. Then he calls it a kufsa, she puts it in a box. The Acher Sha'a Nepachla Odem, the Hedim Mamish, Umar Lodam, and then an hour later, she didn't do anything. When it came out, the original Medika was totally clean. It was white, clean. She puts it away, she looks an hour later, and it's totally red. Not Suffolk red, totally red. Nira Lomar, the Iglite, the Hasase, who made Kara Dam Haya, the Tumea Nida. So Nira Lomar says in Marach HaZeruah that that indicates that it was always Dam, and therefore the woman is Tumea. It's not that originally it was white and it changed colors. It was originally, it must have been red. And there wasn't, it wasn't an accurate perception. Because there's some affinity between white and red. We know Dam Nefer Benasa Cholov. So that could have been that it was really Dam Meikara, but it just originally had appearance of white and then changed into red. At first glance, that's explicitly against the Chacham Tzvi. Here you have a Mara that's clearly a Mara Tara when it comes out. And then it turns into a Mara Tama, it turns into a red Mara. And Marach Zeru says, you have to be machmer on that. Said the Avnei Nezer, not so fast. But maybe you could still be Mekayim the Chacham Tzvi, even in light of the Marach Zeru. Says the Avnei Nezer, Simen Reish Kafei Ozayin. Simen Reish Kafei Ozayin. So he says that we, Bizmanenu, they printed that she was Marach Zeru. And he quotes this siman that we just read. Hine, miyisur lashon v'head in mamish. Lashon of the Marach Zeru was nepach la'odem v'head in mamish. Umar lo dam. So why did he say that seems to be repetitive? Nepach la'odem, it turns red. V'head in mamish is mamish red. So he should have just said nepach la'odem. Why does he say nepach la'odem v'head in mamish? Umar lo dam. Says the Avnei Nezer Nira, "Debenota la'anumis levatar." If it just is noted to red, but it's not red manish, it's a kind of has a reddish hue, reddish tinge that we're generally machmir on because we're not bekiyin to distinguish between red and red. So there, maybe the Marach Zeru would agree to the Chacham Tzvi that there you could be told it. On atmospheric changes, that somehow the air or the material had an effect in changing the color. But if it's mamish red, incontrovertibly red, so then Kavi the Chacham Tzvi would agree that you have to be metame. So he thinks that maybe you could still be mekayi in the Chacham Tzvi in light of Marach Zeru. Really, where Marach Zeru is only talking about the extreme case, where it's mamish, unquestionably, totally red, and there you have to be machru. Anything short of that, even if it's no tel amumis, you could be mako and be totally changed on atmospheric conditions. Rabbi Willick says that you could be mako like the Chacham Tzvi, at least like the Avnei Nezer's version of the Chacham Tzvi. It would be rare to have a case of something that presents as a totally Mari Tahor and then it turns into totally, totally red. Ravadi also is mako. I'm going the lines of the Avnei Nezer if there's no Hargasha. And as long as there's no Hargasha, Ravadi thinks he can make it like the Chacham Tzvi, even if the Mara changes to be no tela mumis, if originally presented as a Mara Tahor, it remains a Mara Tahor. And only if there's a Mamish or Hargasha would you have to be Machmir. And Ramosha also paskins in Ostalin, in the Chubas Rabbi Eider, like the Chacham Tzvi, that he says, Bein l'kula, bein l'chumra, everything is nikba v'shas yitzia. So, Bein l'kula, bein l'chumra, if you have a case where it presents as red, and then it changes colors, then you have to be machmir. If you have a case where it presents as not red, and then changes to red, you could be mekel. Rav Avadya quotes on page Shin Hei from Rishon LeZalman that if medically you could change the color of dam that comes out of the body, and let's say by injecting something you could change the color of dam so that that which would ostensibly be dam nidus comes out in a different color, that may still be dam tahor, because as long as it changes color before it does him in a guf, so that could be dam tahor. He quotes Reb Pinchas Epstein from the Eidah Charedis two generations ago as being pushed in the other direction. But the poskim do say, given that the bach is generally not accepted, and we do look at maros right away, the poskim say that it's preferable to show a mara at the earliest possible point. If it's a shayla in the mara, not wait for it to sit around. Ultimately, Eila die in Elamasha in Avroos, but things do sometimes change color, and the more accurate read is usually given, gotten at the earlier point. So that's what Rabbi Eider writes about on page 116 and others, that a Mara should be shown at the earliest possible point, and you shouldn't wait unnecessarily. Take a look at Sif Beis. Nemenes Isha Lomar Kazeri Isi Vavadativ. A woman is believed to say, based on the word Daf Kafim Beis, a woman is believed to say that I saw a Mara of this appearance and I lost it. V'imumar Lava Noyara Tahar. So if she says, I had a Tahar Mara, a Mara Tahor, and I lost it, she's believed. I will have a lefanenu dam. Is that new betame? But if you brought it sam, and the presumption is that it's tame, I feel in the sapaknu we move tame or tahor. Via meres chacham ploni tir likayosu to that, and she says, well, I once showed a similar colored Mara to the rav, and he was matir. Ein somchen ala. The Tosas writes, and that Kafa Mibes, Diva Maskal Kalyom, is quoted here in the Shach, Sivkata and Zion. The Gemara here indicates that Rav Nachman's wife, Yalta, did not show her own virus to Rav Nachman. Why not? Tosa says, Shemaloy a Baki, maybe he wasn't a Baki in Maros. Well, I mean, he wasn't a Baki in Maros, maybe he was colorblind. That's what I saw read the Rabbi Morgenstern has, that sometimes people are colorblind and they don't know that they're colorblind. So he thinks it's a good idea that when you first get married, you should show the Maros to a Rav, even if you think it's Pasha that it's a Mara Tahor. Because maybe your red-green perception is off, so you have to have a second opinion to know that you see colors properly. So I was scholarly resident 20 years ago, and one of the Baal Batim in the shul came over and asked if they could show me a Mara. They said, don't you have a Rav here in the shul? And he said, yeah, but he doesn't see Maras because he's colorblind. Could happen. Maybe that's the Tosin me. They're not colorblind.
It's a qualification for a shul,
right? Right. Hard to do. It's a big thing to not be able to do. Okay. You have to rely on the scholarly residents. What happens on the regular Shabbos. Anyway. So Nevi wasn't bucking. And then he says, "Ein lomar the asin liros to me isha." So Nevi will say, "No, like you can't pass in on your wife's maris because you're not gave it over." So we set this negam tonight. I'm calling negam on the roof as minigay atzmo. Or meir omrat lo nigay krovav. Calling the Dharma, the magic with Minitri Asma, Yeshua Marafu, and Idri Ishto. So maybe you should say the same thing by Dham, you're not gave the Dham. So no, the Mishnah Taka doesn't say that. People call the Dham, the Mother Ro, the Kusmin Meisha, love Sonic. That doesn't say. So there's no restriction in passing on your own Maris. That's what the Shakri Kos Alapha in Sikkot and Zayin. Chachmas Adam, though, has a qualification. Chachmas Adam, Simen Kuf Tes Osvav, that even though a husband can pass in on his wife's maros, but if you have a shayla b'nogei tvila, then he can't pass in, because that b'mosi her b'cheskas iser, b'cheskas heter, and he can't pass in there, lohutsia b'cheskasa, just like the shochi can't paskin on a shayla neshchita in the beginning of Yerida.
Sorry,
what
was that?
That's the Chachmas Adam, Simen Kuf Tes, Osvav. That a Tamil Chacham can't paskin on a shayla that's nogeis on shchita. So if it's bimosi mecheska, sisul cheska says, the Chachmas Adam says that you can't paskin on. And others argue, the Aruch HaShulchan, Os Chav Beis, Kosef Achmas Adam, and he says, we argue even in the Yoridea part, that Kol Adam Neman Al Shalol Atma Atis Chazik Yisura, Chormi is an exception, but even by Chazik Yisura, we pask it that you could pask it on the Shaila, so therefore Chacham can be more B'chol Inyan L'Ishto, even if it's Chazik Yisura, even to be Mosi or Mechaz Kosa. That's what we generally assume. Now that the Chacham said them that the husband's a Tamil Chacham, and he could pass in for his wife as well. Okay. The one remaining subtopic that we have to discuss is seeing Mars a night. So we'll do that next time, and then we'll move on to, till now, we've basically the Gadol been discussing what makes a woman Tameya, and now we're going to move on to discussing the Tara process. So I'll send you Marma comments now. Yeah.
So from Sif Bez, that's talking about a woman. So if her husband.